Hi, and welcome to Mama Isis Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Tonight, I'm doing a tarot and medium reading on Jalen Griffin. It was so nice to talk to Jalen. He is a very kind person. However, I want to note that he did come through as kind of depressed. Maybe depression was something that he had struggled with throughout his life, which I think a lot of us can relate to, especially when we're teenagers. The tarot cards I pulled for him are the 10 of Sticks in reverse, the 8 of Coins in the reverse, the 13 card in the upright, and the number 6 courting card in the upright. Jalen came through right away in the number 6 courting card, where you can see two people. And he talked about his parents a lot. There was definitely some suicidal energy in there on this card. So maybe this highlights his emotional status. And being depressed is hard. I also understand that having this feeling doesn't mean that you want to commit suicide. Being a teenager is just really hard. Jalen had discussed with me how his mom was really strict and didn't let him do a lot of things. He talked about being bullied and how he was very interested in girls and how he wanted more money, you know, all of the things that a teenager wants. He had explained he sometimes had a rough relationship with his mom. Jalen had some sort of experience with some sort of gang and cartel, and based off of the energy that was coming through, explaining that the mom wanted to protect Jalen from gangs and cartels and that whole situation because of what was talked about on the cards about his dad having experiences with that. So that was something she never let Jalen around. She was very overprotective. So when Jalen had this experience with them, he didn't know how to act. He had never experienced it before. Jalen had definitely stated that he loved his dad, and on a spiritual level of protecting him and being there for him, he was going to be with his dad until his dad passed. He explained that his dad was going through a lot and he wanted to be there for him. He mostly came through on the courting card, but in the 10 of Sticks in reverse, there was like this old lady energy that came through, and she's like, Jalen's okay, he's fine. It was almost like this old lady didn't want me to know information. It was like she wanted me to leave him alone so that I wouldn't find out information. Throughout the medium reading with Jalen, he was explaining that there was some sort of family that was involved in this. And a girl, he talked about how there was a girl that might have led him into a bad situation. Maybe she had experience with gangs and cartels, but he really didn't, so he didn't know how to act. But relation or close friends of the family definitely came through. He did state at one time in the reading that he did try to call somebody for help on a person's phone that wasn't his, and he felt injustice because the government didn't do anything. And throughout this reading, it's stating that the government is not completely innocent in this crime that was committed against Jalen. Maybe the government has more connections to cartels and gangs that we know about. He was trying to show me where they took him, where they got together, and there were numerous cars in like a group or something, but it was more out towards where there was tractors or maybe piles of grain or sand. He even stated at that time that, why did the government let me down? Why did they not protect me? He definitely stated that throughout all of this, he was bullied. The 13 card in the upright is stating about female energy. So there is some sort of female energy that is important in this case. There is somebody that knows something. And also throughout the reading, I don't want to count this out. There was a spirit that had stated that he cost too much money. Jalen cost too much money. So I'm unsure if there was a family member, somebody who was closely related, a family of the friends of the family I'm unsure if there was some kind of jealousy about Jalen. I have another case that I worked on tonight. This is a cold case on Ivan Darling from 1986. They believe that it was a crime committed due to robbery. However, I always advise everybody in Gettysburg, PA, that if they open a cold case there, to just assume that the U.S. government had done it. I have lived in this area. So there's these old German people and they get in these personal fights. Well, they get in some personal fights. They kill people out there and they cover up the crimes. The cause of death of Ivan Darling was massive hemorrhaging, and he was found on Christmas Day. Moving into the reading, I pulled the Dr. Grant in the upright card, the Mother of Baskets card in the upright, the Daughter of Coins card in the upright, and the Son of Baskets in the upright card. Now, I'm going to tell you that glancing at these cards, this did not surprise me at all. The Dr. Grant card in the upright is stating that the U.S. government did commit this crime. This is a very racist area, so this reading actually surprised me. On a side note about these people in the mountains, I've seen everything from brothers and sisters getting together to cousins getting together. Up in the mountains. The Mother of Baskets card is basically stating there was some kind of racial fight. He was obviously rude or mean to somebody. And this is what blows my mind about this case. He was mean to a person of color, and it had obviously pissed off somebody in the government out there. I find this to be a very rare case for Gettysburg, PA. So he had been racist towards somebody, and it was obvious that he had stole from people. He is definitely not in the clear of committing crimes against other people. It looks like his wife or somebody that he was with was also involved as well. It looks like there is just this huge argument that happened. He definitely came through as a grumpy old man. The Daughter of Coins card in the upright is just stating that there are people of color that had mixed into people with the government. And there's just some of them that you don't mess with. Now, I found this very interesting with that being Gettysburg and everything, because I had quite the opposite experience. The experience that I had was that they absolutely hated Native Americans. And if you were one out there, they would end your life. But this is obviously talking about somebody being racist towards a Black person. And obviously, this is something that you don't do because this person was connected to the U.S. government. So he was racist and stole, and he ended up losing his life over it. So there was a lot of personal things going on, personal attacking. And once again, this doesn't surprise me because this is very typical of the Gettysburg, Pennsylvania area. Once you upset somebody, you could lose your life. The U.S. government out there is going to silently and quietly attack you and end your life if you rub them the wrong way. This is exactly why I had to move from the Gettysburg, Pennsylvania area. Being a witch doctor, they did not like me. The Son of Baskets definitely reiterates that the U.S. government had committed this crime. So when I pull out cold cases in Gettysburg and I do a reading on them, 9 times out of 10, it's going to come through that it was a fight, a personal fight, and the U.S. government took people's lives. 9 times out of 10, that is what I have found in that area. Do not live in that area if you are an opinionated person, because they do not accept those kind of people out there. Having a Native American grandmother, they made it clear that they absolutely hated Native Americans and they were not welcome. So on the flip side, it's good to see that they're trying not to be racist towards Blacks. And this is happening to them because they have whites and Blacks that have mixed in their government. Thank you so much for listening to Mama Isis podcast. I look forward to every adventure with you. Blessed be.